The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Morning, my flower.
Yes, Bryn, very promising. Nice breeze for the washing.
All set for this afternoon, are we? No change of plan?
No, says she. Fingers crossed. It's very good of you.
Oh, it's the least I can do. You can thank my sister, our Rachel, her living in Welsh Pool. Me being invited up for tea. Well, Osbister's on the way, isn't it? And I know you've been stuck for transport, what with your Mark being on holiday.
We're expecting him back tomorrow. But I did want to go and see Ray today if I could. So I'm right grateful.
I'll pick you some flowers for him. Nice bunch of daffs. They're just about finishing anyway.
Oh, your garden's a picture. And you've done ours proud. It looks better than if Ray... Well, he weren't much for gardening.
Oh, cricket took Ray's time.
Yeah. Mind, he didn't have many seasons left. That's what he'd started to say. Do you reckon he'll ever play again, Bryn?
Saw him last week. He seemed hopeful. Doesn't he to you?
Well, he puts a brave face on.
How many weeks now? 5, is it, since the accident?
Thereabouts.
When I was up last week, he asked me to walk him. He was in a wheelchair in the day room, just us two. I lifted him out of the chair. He was a dead weight. But he said, yes, it's there, Bryn, the feeling. It's coming back.
Did you believe him?
Yes, I believed him, really. He needs our belief, our faith. Take up thy bed and walk. That's what he needs to, yeah?
You still go to chapel, don't you, Bryn?
I do go to chapel, indeed. Why don't you come this Sunday? Afterwards, I could make you some lunch, bit of roast lamb. The mint ready.
Sounds very nice, but I have my own tribe.
Yeah, of course. But if there's anything I can do... Look, there's no harm in me, really. It's just sometimes, seeing you, I think of my Cath, and I feel the ache of what's gone. But it's been gone these 6 years, and here you are.
Don't, Bryn. Don't make things impossible.
Oh, don't worry. No. I'm an old fool, that's all. An old fool whose tongue runs away with him. One quarter's a land of my father's and I've got tears in my eyes, you know.
You're a lovely man, Bryn.
That's a bit of Welsh anyway. Ray's going to walk again. The man will heal himself. And our faith in that healing is part of it. He has to walk. If he doesn't...
What?
Well, if there's a case...
Go on.
If there's an inquiry...
Yeah?
If I have to swear on the Bible... I couldn't be definite. I couldn't say for certain, yes, that truck would have hit me. Yes, I was in mortal danger. Yes, Ray saved me. He made the right judgment and saved me.
I see. But does it matter all that much? He'll walk, won't he?
Yes, he will. He will. Well, 2 o'clock on the dot, then.
I'm off, ma'am. Give me Dad my love. See you when you get back.
Righto, Wendy. Ta-ra. She's starting a job in aerobics, taking classes. Some sort of trainee instructor. Showing some ambition at long last.
Oi, Wendy! Hang about. Who are you speaking, or are you gone deaf?
Pardon? Oh, Kenny, the kissogram king.
I was on the bus behind you. Cool. You take some catching.
Oh, aye. What's happened to Merck?
It's in for a service.
Come off it. It were rented, weren't it? Any road, I don't know what you're chasing after me for. If you've got another kissogram job, you know what you can do with it.
I didn't arrange for your granny to be there.
You pressured me into it. If I'd have known you were going to Lawnmower Community Centre, wild horses wouldn't have dragged me. She's leading light down there is me gran.
Ah, you've nothing to be ashamed of. That old gem was tickled pink. You handled it smashing, you really did. You are a born kissogram girl. Look, the H crew's across the road. Come up to the office. I'll tuck some photos, right? I'll send them to the clients. Sometimes we get them in the local rag.
Paper? My mum will see it, you daft bat.
Well, doesn't she know? Didn't your gran tell her? I mean, you was in a right panic.
Yeah, and I've been on pins all week. So far, it seems now it's been said.
Oh, I told you. All that makeup. Plus the fishnets. And the helmet. I knew she'd not recognise you.
She will if you put my picture in paper.
Never. She'll be dead chuffed. My old lady keeps all me cuttings.
What cuttings are these?
Me? With other celebrities. You've seen them, haven't you? Me mum's got a scrapbook full.
Yes, but you're not half naked. Plus, you're always somewhere in the crowd.
You know how to hurt a man, don't you?
Look, I'm sorry, but it's just I weren't dragged up. My parents aren't straight, but they're not daft. I might be, but they aren't.
Come on. What's the off? Like I say, come up to the office, have a deco. You look great. You take a fabulous photo.
Go on. You're world's champion soft soaper, you are.
Cross me off. Would I kid you? Come and see the evidence.
Oh, yeah. As I'm passing.
Turn right, straight up the stairs. Look, if you're worried, I'll not send it to the papers. Great penny, though. Allow me. Off to you.
It stinks your office. Don't you ever have the windows open or have them cleaned?
Here you are, look, the photos. Have a shufty. I must say you look very tasty, you know. Get them published, I'll guarantee the bookings will come flooding in.
Do you reckon? I mean, yeah. OK, I got flustered with realising my gran with her clocking me, but, well, I did quite enjoy it. I felt in control, you know.
The work's there for an actor like you, darling. I could act as your agent. 20% and expenses. We could be onto a good thing. I mean, you do have appeal.
I don't know.
What's holding you back?
My mum thinks I'm into aerobics. She'd have a fit if she found out.
Don't you think, darling? It's time you stop worrying about your mum. Time you started using the gifts God very obviously gave you. What is it?
We've got visitors, Chief.
Listen, Marge, do I have to deal with every little thing? Hang on, I'll rephrase that.
It's the law.
The law?
They've locked the front door, they're taking statements, nobody leaves the premises, and certainly not without their underpants. One fella tried to run for it. I had to stop him. He was taking our towel with him.
Just tell him I'll be down, and I'll have something to say about harassment.
What about me? I'm no to do with this.
Make the point. Who knows? They might even believe you.
Oh, blimey!
Who's a pretty boy then? If I let you out, Winston, will you be a good little budgie? No perching on pelmet and no putting your little claws in me perm. Hello, visitors. That's your little flutter gomper, Burton. Windy, where have you sprung from? You'll get lost down here.
Hello, Gran. It's about that phone call just now.
Oh, that. Come in, sit you down. There might be a copperant pop there.
Oh, don't bother, I'm fine. I just thought I ought to explain, and, well, it can get difficult over at form.
I dare say.
That sounds grim.
Does it?
Sounds like you're not going to believe me.
Can you wonder?
Well, Gran, give us a break. I got myself in a right mess.
Not for the first time.
It's not my fault, really.
When has it ever been your fault, madam?
Oh, right. I fall for things and folk take advantage.
You've the devil in you, you are, Wendy.
So have you. We're chips off same block. You've said it.
Maybe, but I had to learn and it's getting time you did.
I'm only trying to enjoy myself. Is that a sin or something?
You tread a thin line, my girl.
That's our fun, isn't it?
Listen, lady, don't take it for granted I'm going to be on your side forever. Not when police are involved.
Oh, it's all baloney. I've done now. Blooming farce, if you ask me.
Police chap has rang me. Didn't sound like he were laughing.
All it boils down to, Gran, is this chap I've had pestering me. He runs this kind of health club, see? Anyhow, I met him in the street. I were on my way to the job centre. Well, he insists I pop up to his office.
It sounds like a retailer, I must say.
All he wanted were to show me some photos he'd took of me.
Does this get any worse? Because it's bad enough already.
Well, he took him down your community centre. I mean, didn't you recognise that kissogram girl?
Pardon?
A week back, that chap who were 80. It were me who's come and kissed his bald head.
It were you? That brazen hussy. Well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs. We pay good money for you. Heavens above, I remember now. I remember seeing to Florrie made you. That kissogram girl's got something familiar about her. Then two chaps split us up with a dancing at times.
I saw you dancing with a chap. You were doing the rumba. I could have sworn blind you'd cottoned on it with me.
Well, I didn't. I mean, rumba takes some doing when they're playing a tango. But never mind that. You're supposed to be into aerobics, not kissogram.
No, we're only a one-off.
And how did police come into it? Why are they phoning me to asking me to vouch for your bona fides?
I were in this Kenny's office, all innocent, to see these photos. And they raided the place. They were going to arrest me, Gran.
What stopped them?
Well, I think it were the fact that I had some clothes on. Then I had to give them a phone number to establish my identity or something. Well, I don't give them my mum's. She'd have gone earless. She'd have chucked me out and not have been in my pocket.
That's no more than you deserve. And I'm supposed to get you off hook, am I?
Bye, Eck. I've got you out of some bother, I have.
No, not for ages. Then it were just kids' stuff.
It were kids' stuff when you worked at that paper shop, was it? You only 15, taking papers, and you had a married fella chasing you. Had his wife ready to go round and see your dad. Bye, Eck, he'd have scalped you, he would that.
That were fella. He wouldn't leave me alone, offering me lifts. Well, you trudge round with them colour supplements and see if you say no to a lift.
Get off with you.
Any road, she said now.
And no, she didn't, because I shut her up. And how do you think I did that?
She'd have shut up if you'd have blown on her. She were a right wet lettuce. So were he. I couldn't stop giggling.
It took more than blowing.
This is all news to me.
I heard the gossip. I went round to see a woman before she went round to see your dad. I knew she had a fancy man, see? A fancy man she met every Thursday down the adult inn.
Plot thickens. She weren't all that wet then. How did you know that?
How do you think? I had my nights out, you know. Your granddad liked his telly and his crosswords. Well, I'm not that way.
My Auntie June reckons you were sweet on one of them bouncers down to Dalty. She reckons you went on holiday with him, a week in Skegness. Grandad thought you'd gone with a gang of pals from Potbank on a charra.
I had. It just happened he were there the same week. But any road, your dad's sisters have never had a good word for me since I made it plain I weren't keen on your dad marrying Irene.
Yeah, you thought she could do better. I wish I could find a man like me dad.
Some hopes. You'll not get a decent chap. Not where you behave.
Oh, Gran, you're not going to be a pain, are you? So far, you've played a blinder. You've got me off up with cops. Please don't drop me in it at home.
Don't worry, I shan't. Your mum's got enough on her plate. What with your dad and her job, I'll not be adding to her grey hairs if I can help it. But it's time you grew up, young lady.
I know that. I've got to make an effort. I've got to do summat with my life, I know that.
Well, think on.
I will, honest. Oh, ta, Gran. You're a champion. Sometimes I wish we were an age and we could pal out together.
Tell you what, I get old best fellas.
Well, I'll get the car ready. 10 minutes, do you?
Fine, Bryn. Just give me a peep on the horn. Unless you want a cup of tea.
No, I'll leave you in peace. Yeah, cheers then.
Hello, Bryn. Hello, ma'am.
Not at work? It's me half day. I didn't expect you back so soon.
Didn't you? What did Bryn want?
Oh, he's giving me a lift to Osbury. It's on his road. He's going to see his sister. She lives in Welshpool. Are you hungry?
No. I popped in to see Gran. She fed me.
No aerobics this afternoon?
Not really.
When do you start in earnest?
Well, I don't think I'll be bothering, actually.
I beg your pardon?
Well, it ain't working out.
Why not?
Personality clash. Me and this Felicity woman, well, we don't get on. I mean, she's so bossy.
Oh, I see. And that puts a tin lid on things, does it? That's the end of what sounded like a damn good opportunity.
Well, it weren't paying much.
You had money. You had a purse full. I noticed it. I thought you'd done a class or something.
I did. But I weren't happy doing it.
And that's all that counts, is it? You being happy.
Well, it's 99%, surely.
Is it really? I mean, do you think I'm happy? Do you think I'm going down that clinic all smiles these days? Do you think I don't have me upsets? I've been called in this morning and told there's a practice nurse being taken on. A job I asked for. A job I'm qualified to do. So what should I do if she turns out to be a bossy beggar? Chuck me job like you have? I should, Coco. I'm more than likely have to grin and bear it.
Well, I'm not making you, am I? In that Bryn? Should I come?
No. We'd only fall out. Because I'm disgusted with you. I'll tell your dad you sent your love. Ta-ra.
Don't suppose there's any chance of catching a tenner?
You get your tenners, same place as you got them others.
If only you knew.
Get your foot behind it, man. Get behind the bow.
Great Sunday afternoon shot that way.
You play on a Sunday afternoon.
Ah, no, but wait, take it serious down in Staffordshire. In a road, it ain't a Sunday, is it? There's a skew, kids. You should be taught proper.
Oh, it's a lovely day. And trust you to know there's cricket.
You haven't minded the walk, have you? I know it's slow going. These wheelchairs are hardly jet-propelled.
Not a bit. I've enjoyed it. Mind, I always thought cricket were more for playing than watching.
I agree. Breaks me heart. Of course, I'll never play again.
Nonsense.
Not yet. It's been 5 weeks, Rini. 5 weeks and no sign.
But you said... I thought you told Bryn.
They're letting me warm in a few days. They reckon there's no more they can do. There hadn't been a flicker. It's dead, dead, dead. I shan't have woke again. There. That's truth. I can't bear it. I hope you can.
Oh, Ray. Oh, my love. Please. Oh, sweet.
Today's episode was written and devised by Tony Perrin. The Coal Cloughs is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Coal Cloughs return with another episode tomorrow.